KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, it's cloudy and 23 degrees. We look for snow today, mixed at times with sleet and freezing rain, before changing back to all snow and a high around 30. There will be a winter storm warning in effect from 9 a.m. today until 6 a.m. Wednesday for Cass and most of our area counties. We'll tell you more about that here coming up. News is brought to you by your independent insurance agents in Greenfield. See Marsha, Joni, Lori, or Susan at the Adair County Insurance Agency. They're located on the square in Greenfield. In Western Iowa news, the Iowa State Patrol says two people were injured during a single vehicle accident last night in Pottawatomie County. The crash happened just after 8 p.m. near Crescent. Authorities said a 2001 Chrysler PT Cruiser driven by 32-year-old Justin Colton of Council Bluffs was traveling north on Joslin Road, a little north of Monument Road, when the vehicle went out of control and entered the west ditch. The car hit a barbed wire fence and then entered the east ditch of I-29 before rolling over and coming to rest on its top on the northbound shoulder of the interstate. Colton and his passenger, 32-year-old Shayla Wright of Omaha, were transported by Crescent Rescue to Jenny Edmondson Hospital in Council Bluffs. Officials say both were wearing their seat belts. Well, more now on the upcoming storm with the Crawford, Carroll, Audubon, Guthrie, Dallas, Cass, Adair, Madison, Adams, Union, Taylor, and Ringgold counties. We'll have a winter storm warning in effect from 9 a.m. today until 6 a.m. on Wednesday. Expect heavy snow with total accumulations of 5 to 8 inches in the warned area with locally higher amounts possible. Wintry mix and ice accumulations will also be expected with less than a tenth of an inch, and that'll be following the snow. For Shelby, Pottawatomie, Mills, Montgomery, Fremont, and Page counties, a winter storm warning is currently in effect until 6 a.m. on Wednesday. 4 to 7 inches of snow and ice accumulations of 0.1 inch are possible. And finally, for Monona and Harrison counties, a winter weather advisory is in effect now until 6 a.m. on Wednesday. Look for mixed precipitation in those counties in that area, with total snow accumulations in the northwest at 3 to 5 inches and ice accumulations up to 0.1 inch. Now, road conditions are expected to deteriorate today between 2 and 9 p.m., making travel difficult. Snowfall will be 1 inch per hour at times. The hazardous conditions will especially impact the evening and Wednesday morning commutes. Also, the weight of the snow and ice may result in sagging tree limbs and damage with power outages possible. If you must travel, keep an extra flashlight, food, and water in your vehicle in case of an emergency. And if you're heading out, get the latest road conditions for the state you're calling from at 511 or on the web in Iowa at 511ia.org. The city of Corning has declared a 24-hour snow emergency beginning today at 8 o'clock. And during that emergency, no parking will be allowed on marked snow streets or route streets from the first 12 hours of the emergency, except for the business district. Parking during the first 12 hours on all other streets in Corning will be on the south and west sides only. For the remaining 12 hours, parking will be allowed on the north and east side of the street if it's not prohibited by signs. All no parking signs and direction of travel parking will be enforced, and that again is in Corning. The city of Griswold has declared a snow emergency, and it's currently in effect for 48 hours after the final snowfall and once they get the streets cleared from curb to curb. Two-thirds of Iowa counties are considered to be abnormally dry or in some stage of drought, with far northwest Iowa the driest of all. State climatologist Justin Glisson said that makes this month's snowfall particularly welcome.
We had precipitation deficits starting to stack up in western Iowa, especially west central Iowa, going back last fall. And then dryness creeping into much of western Iowa, moving into April, May, and especially June, where we saw drought conditions really start to expand across western Iowa.
The lack of adequate subsoil moisture is a remarkable turnaround after recording flooding just a couple of years ago in several areas.
So 2018 was the second wettest year on record. 2019 was the 12th wettest year on record. You put those 2 years together, the wettest two-year stretch for the state of Iowa going back 148 years.
Having snowdrifts stick around for a while, he says, would be a good thing because it may help replenish the moisture levels.
But of course, drier soils freeze faster and they'll freeze deeper. So we don't want a really deep freeze in the subsoil because that will act like a concrete layer. No water infiltration getting into that deeper soil.
The National Weather Service forecasts indicate more than a half a foot of snow may fall in some areas of the state today. And Adair County Sheriff Jeff Vandewater reports a man wanted on two Union County warrants for parole violation and failure to appear was arrested Sunday night. The sheriff says 22-year-old Kane Allen Michael Farlow of Creston was taken into custody at around 7:30 p.m. following a traffic stop near the intersection of Stewart Road and Arbor Hill Drive, or about 8 miles south of Stewart. Just after 7 p.m. Sunday, the Union County Communications Center in Creston notified Adair County Sheriff's Office that a vehicle possibly involved in criminal activity had left the city of Creston, traveling northbound on Cherry Street. Cherry Street turns into Henry Wallace Road once you enter Adair County. Union County Communications later advised that an occupant of the vehicle may also have active warrants for his arrest. The Greenfield Police first observed the vehicle traveling northbound on Henry A. Wallace Road, south of Highway 92. Greenfield Police followed the vehicle until additional law enforcement units were able to assist with the traffic stop. The Iowa State Patrol and Union County Sheriff's Office assisted the Adair County Sheriff's Office and Greenfield Police in conducting that arrest. In the funeral announcements, Francis Kastner, age 96 of Yale, died December 22nd at the Guthrie County Hospital. Funeral services for Francis Kastner will be today at 1 o'clock at St. Cecilia Catholic Church in Panora. Twig Funeral Home in Panora has arrangements. Liddell Hansen, age 88 of Manila, died Christmas Day at the Manila Manor. Funeral services for Liddell Hansen will be Thursday at 10:30 at Trinity Lutheran Church in Manila. Odie Funeral Home in Manila has arrangements. Al Storzand, age 78 of Panora, died Saturday in Des Moines. Services for Alvin Al Storzand will be on Thursday at 1 o'clock at St. Thomas Lutheran Church in Panora. Twig Funeral Home of Panora is in charge of the arrangements. Milton Mueller, age 90, of Council Bluffs and formerly of Walnut, died Thursday in Council Bluffs. Graveside services with military honors for Milton Mueller will be Saturday at 11 a.m. at the Layton Township Cemetery in Walnut. Masks and social distancing will be required of those in attendance at the service. Hockenberry Funeral Home in Atlantic has the arrangements. Dick Gibson, age 88, of Linden, died Sunday. Services for Dick Gibson will be held Monday at 10:30 at the Twig Funeral Home in Panora. Cheryl Jean Strickland Scarf, age 79, who's formerly of Atlantic, died Friday. A memorial service for Cheryl Jean Scarf will be later this spring, probably in April, pending COVID-19 procedures. Jeffrey Feltner, age 54, of Atlantic, died December 23rd. Services for Jeff Feltner will be held at a later date in the Atlantic Cemetery. Hockenberry Funeral Home of Atlantic has arrangements. And Marion Sint, age 78, of Oakland, died December 23rd in Arizona. Services for Marion Sint will be at a later date, with the reconvened Funeral Home of Oakland assisting the family. The News and Funeral Report brought to you by your independent insurance agents. In Oakland, your independent insurance agents are Craig, Marsha, and Mary at the Hummel Agency. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.